Joining me now is Brian Lester of the Navarre and Santa Rosa Press Gazettes. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. Just enjoying an easy day.
Oh, and those are always nice. So there's a couple of things that have happened locally here in the area. The Blue Wahoos notably winning the first half division crown. Obviously, this clinches them a playoff spot to go into the postseason. If there's a way to summarize if there's a way that you could summarize the first half of the season for the Blue Wahoos, what would that be?
You know, I think the first half for them, I mean, obviously it started off a little rocky. You know, you weren't sure if it was going to result in having a lot of success in the first half, but you know, the Wahoos got hot at the right time, and that's what you need to do, you know, often to win a championship. And the Wahoos just found that, you know, got great hitting, great pitching, and, you know, play good defense and everything you got to do to win a baseball game. And, you know, they took care of business and ended up with that first half division championship. And I know last night started a little tough for them in that first half, you know, the first game back after the first half. But obviously they proved that, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, so I'm sure the Wahoos will get it together and, you know, have a good second half as well.
How importantly is it, do you think, for them to continue to try to keep this form that they had in the first half? Obviously, you know, they've clinched it, but you don't want to finish the season, the regular season, off on a little bit of a sour note and then just go right into postseason play. You want to be able to be hot while you're finishing the season as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you definitely don't want to lose that momentum you got from the first half and, you know, go into the playoffs playing poorly, because you know, that can end your playoff run quickly. You know, obviously a lot of it depends on who the Wahoos keep around. You know, if you know, some of the key guys get moved up at some point, you know, that could play a part in how well they do in that second half. But, you know, if they keep most of the core together for this second half run, and, you know, they can kind of keep playing well, they should be in good shape for the playoffs. But you know, you never know how it's going to go. Baseball can be a funny game, but I think the Wahoos, if they keep doing what they've been doing, and, you know, getting the hits and, you know, getting some good pitching performances, they should be in pretty good shape. I know last night, you know, defensively it wasn't their best night, but, you know, that's something that could be cleaned up. And I think this is a team that should keep this momentum going enough to at least contend for that second half championship too.
I want to give a shout out to Pace softball player Jaden Hevener, who is going to be, as you put in your article, California dreaming. She's going to be headed out west to play in the Futures All-Star or the Futures All-American game. How big has she been for Pace? And how put this into perspective for some people who don't necessarily know what this game is. How big of a deal is it for somebody, not just from the state of Florida or even from the Panhandle, but somebody as local as Pace going to a big game like this?
You know, for her, it's a huge deal, especially, you know, being one of the sophomores that got selected for, you know, the game that'll feature the juniors and sophomores, you know, in the classes of, you know, 23 and 24. And for Jaden to get that chance to be on that stage, I mean, it's a huge deal. There's going to be a lot of college coaches there, from what I understand. You know, a lot of these girls that are playing in the senior game before or after they play, they've already signed with big-time schools. And obviously, Jaden's already got a lot of attention from schools just because of her, what she's done at Pace and what she does in travel ball. And I think, you know, to get that chance, you know, she's excited about it, you know, to get that chance to play on that kind of stage and, you know, have people watching and it being on TV. So it's going to be a lot of fun for her. It's going to be a great experience, I'm sure. And I'm sure she'll take a lot from that experience that'll benefit her, you know, going into the next high school season. But, you know, not many players from this area get that chance to play in an All-American game. And Jaden's fortunate enough to be one of them.
Yeah, a spectacular honor to be a part of, and one of the local athletes who has shined not only at the high school level but at the collegiate and professional level to this point is Michael Carter with the New York Jets. And you had a chance to sit down with him, or at least speak with him. What was that conversation like, being able to get back in conversation with Michael Carter?
You know, Mike's always been really accessible, as far as, you know, just because I knew him from high school. So he's always been cool about talking about, you know, how he's been doing in his career, you know, whether it's high school, college, or now the pros. And Mike, you know, he's happy with what he did his rookie year in the NFL. You know, but obviously he wants to do better. He wants to, he said he wants to double his production, you know, be that guy that when the team needs to play, you know, Michael's the guy that can make it. And, you know, not just as a running back, but he's a great threat to catch the ball out of the backfield. And if Michael can do those things, you know, the Jets are going to have a chance to win some more games than they did last year. And, you know, I feel like Michael, if the Jets are going to succeed this year, Michael's got to be a big part of that. And the other thing about Michael, too, is he makes people miss. I think he led the league in forced missed tackles last season, like 54. Mm. And when you can make guys miss, you know, you give yourself a chance to put your team in a great position on the field. And Michael's just excited about year two because he knows, you know, despite what he did in year one, you got to be consistent year after year to stay in the league. And, you know, Michael's ready to embrace that challenge of just building on his rookie year and being even better in his second year in.
Not that he puts pressure on himself, but when you were talking to him, did you get a sense of responsibility that comes from Michael that, you know, I know what I'm capable of and I know that I need to be that in order for this team to be successful, as well as, you know, the development of Zach Wilson and the offense and Robert Saleh as the head coach. But for him to not necessarily pressure again, but more responsibility to get better as the offseason went and make sure that when the season comes, he's ready to go and be able to produce.
Oh, yeah. Michael, you know, he's taken the offseason, you know, really seriously. I know he spent some time in Miami training, and obviously he's, you know, working out with his team, some of his teammates too. You know, he feels like he does want that leadership on his shoulders and, you know, that responsibility to be one of the guys that Jets can count on. And, you know, he's viewed as a leader in the locker room. I think his leadership, you know, he's, despite just being his second year in the NFL coming up, he's a leader. I mean, that's just his personality. And, you know, he feels like, hey, if my team's going to win, it's got to be partly because of what I do on the field. And, you know, not that Michael's not afraid of pressure or that responsibility. I think he embraces it. And, you know, there may be some doubters out there about what Michael can do in year two, but I think if Michael plays his game, he's going to be, you know, one of the best running backs in the NFL this year.
What is something that you're working on, Brian, that people can be looking forward to?
Well, I had a chance to talk to Walter Ford, you know, from Pace, who's going to be draft eligible. And, you know, he's excited about what he may do. You know, he isn't sure yet, you know, how it's going to go. He may go pro out of high school, depending on what spot he gets picked in the draft, or he may just decide he's going to go to Alabama and play baseball. But, you know, either way, he feels like whichever route he goes, he's going to be successful and have a chance to, you know, continue to get better every day. He's not pitching as much and doing as much work in the summer, trying to scale it back a little, but he's been to the combine out in San Diego and he feels good about, you know, where he is. And he's excited about that chance to just, you know, play at the next level, whether it's in the SEC or in pro baseball.
Well, we do wish him the best here at ESPN Pensacola. Again, Brian, appreciate the time as always. You have a good rest of the weekend. We'll catch up here soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. Take care.